This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I'm going to call House Local Government to order today. Representative Konzett, District 32. I'd like to thank the tens of internet listeners, one being my husband, that have come on board today to listen to this wonderful committee. At this point, we're going to ask you to turn off cell phones. Make sure that you sign in. Secretary, please call the roll.
Representative Greenfield.
Here.
Jameson.
Here.
Kettwig.
Here.
Marty.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Reed.
Here.
Shane Fish.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Soley.
Here.
Turbeville.
Here.
York.
Here.
Tulson.
Here.
Konzett.
Here.
All members are present.
We have a quorum with the majority of the members present elect. Do we have minutes to approve? We do. Okay. Assuming that everybody has read that wonderful novel that is our minutes.
So moved.
It's been so moved by Representative Turbeville.
Seconded
by... Oh, I didn't... I'm sorry. I didn't see you. I can't see that far, I have to say. Representative Reed, in my old age, we need those blown up in bigger fonts. Any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The minutes have been approved. At this point, we'd like our pages who come up and faithfully serve us to introduce themselves and where they're from, and you don't have to disclose what you're going to do with your life.
My name is Emily Muirhead. I'm from Presho, South Dakota. I'm a senior at Lyman High School, and I look to go to USD for either elementary education or vocal performance.
Welcome.
My name is Hannah Jules. I'm a junior at Belfouche High School, and I plan to go to USD to study criminal justice and pre-law.
Go Yotes. And you, sir?
I am Caleb Brozek. I'm from Winter. After high school, I plan on attending SDSU and majoring in engineering.
Okay, we won't hold that against you. All testifiers, please, once again, make sure that you have your badges and that you are signed in. All handouts should be distributed through the pages, so we would appreciate that. And all questions should be addressed through the chair. At this point, the chair is going to bring out deferral of three bills. House Bill 1079 established certain municipality assessment provisions. House Bill 1085 revised certain provisions concerning the occupational tax imposed by business improvement districts. And House Bill 1098 revised certain provisions regarding the notice requirements of county commissions in authorizing installation of utility lines along and across highways. The chair would also like to go on record. These bills were come through the process and were scheduled with enough time for the parties to come together and work through the amendments or the differences or the difficulties that they had with the bill. I would never presume to waste this committee's time by bringing you together for just one bill. So I do find a little bit of a fault with the parties that are associated with these bills, that I don't know if people aren't working together or if, and I understand that's the process, but just please know I would never waste your time in this fashion with just one bill. Saying that, we are going to open discussion on Senate Bill 62. House Bill Senate 62 corrects the county boundary description for Mallett County. At this time, we will take proponent testimony on Senate Bill 62. Welcome, Senator.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Senator Troy Heinert, District 26. And if you'll give me just one second, I just came from my other committee.
Maybe the page could sing us a song.
That would be all right. Where... Okay, thank you. All right, so you see Senate Bill 62, a very, very simple bill. When Department of Transportation was, they're going to start doing some work between Jones and Millett County. I represent both of those counties as part of the six that I represent. And they went in and had to replat some areas because of the river. The river separates, is the northern boundary of Millett County and the southern boundary of Jones County. Well, obviously, you know, the river has changed over time, and they needed to go in and look at that and draw it in its current route. Well, they came across a spot where they have the eastern edge of Millett County, or the western edge of Millett County as the western edge of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Now, you heard me say I represent six counties. That would make Millett County go clear over to Edgemont. So my district is plenty big. It was a typo, and luckily they caught it because it's only been on the books since, I believe, 1909, written that way. So all we're asking is to switch it to what it actually is, which would be the eastern edge of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So I'll stand by for any questions, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 62.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Bill Nevin. I'm with the Department of Transportation. We appreciate Senator Heinert's willingness to bring this bill to correct this error. As he stated, in the course of developing a couple of projects on the highway down there, the dividing line being the boundary line of Millett County and Jones County, which is the White River, our road design engineers came across the mistake in the code description of Millett County. And we appreciate your willingness to consider fixing it after 109 years. Thank you, Madam Chair.
We're here to help. Thank you, sir. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 62. Seeing none, at this time we will offer the opportunity for opponent testimony on Senate Bill 62. Opponent testimony seeing none, I will now open up for committee questions and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Turbeville.
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Turbeville on due pass for Senate Bill 62, seconded by Representative Shane Fish. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, any bill that only changes four words does not deserve, nor does it need any additional information. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anybody else in the committee like to add to the no discussion? Seeing no further discussion, the question is at hand is due pass on Senate Bill 62. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, call.
Representative Greenfield.
Aye.
Jameson.
Aye.
Kettwig.
Aye.
Marty.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Reed.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Soley.
Aye.
Turbeville.
Aye.
York.
Aye.
Tulson.
Yeah, yes.
Consett.
Aye. Madam Secretary?
13 ayes.
Thank you. Senate Bill 62, having received a majority of the members present, passes.
Madam Chairman, move to consent. Move to consent.
Those opposed, nay. Seeing none, Senate Bill 62 has been moved consent. At this point, I'm going to take a personal privilege. Representative Reed, is there somebody in the audience you'd like to introduce to the crowd?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have my wife, Mary, with me today. I've been married for 23 years. I almost said 22. 23 years.
Are you asking?
Yeah. So, Mary's been with me. I've really been doing public service with the city of Brookings for 13 years now, starting as a representative out here in Pierre, and takes care of a lot of stuff back home. And I really appreciate everything she does. So thank you.
Well, welcome. At this time, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Representative Marty moves to adjourn. It's seconded by Representative Reed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Thank you, committee.